When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
He oiled my trapdoor hinges. He explained the difference between your and your. He translated the word boing into 50 languages.
He posted bananas to everybody in Leighton Buzzard.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with this world today. My uncle was a cruel man. He knew we lived in a bungalow, yet every year for Christmas we always got a slinky. In 303 AD, St. George slayed the dragon with his new invention, the sword. So the other dragons offered him all the money for 20% of the company. Do you know, sometimes I'm so desperate for a job, I go down to the bottle bank and stick my arms in through the holes and pretend to be working at a nuclear processing plant. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after our every need.
Oi! You two, come and give a sound with these, will you?
Pauline, it's nearly the end of a glorious summer. You're carrying empty jam jars, and that can only mean one thing.
Yeah, my tadpoles have escaped. What have you done with them?
Oh, no, I thought that last batch of blackberry jam tasted a bit fishy.
Sounds like Milton was trying to make frog jam.
Haven't you seen it in Waitrose, Anton? It's called Bon Maman.
Well, never mind. I gave most of it away as presents.
And
I was just about to make another batch of jam for the church fete. Milton, have you finished washing all the fruit?
Pretty much.
Not sure I'd have used the dishwasher.
Well, I had no alternative after someone disabled the sprinkler system.
It just seemed safest.
Right, let's get the fruit into the pot and boiling on the stove, eh?
Well, you can show off your jam-making skills to the vicar, because I think I see him approaching our front door.
Yeah, the word vicar always makes me think of the words more tea, and then in the end someone having to take their trousers off.
Oh, nonsense. You've just watched too many old farces.
Then I accept the challenge.
Oh, please don't, Milton. He just wants to talk about fundraising for the church fete.
Oh, hello, Anton, Pauline.
More tea, Vicar?
1-0.
That's not fair. He's just arrived. How can it be more tea?
Ah, well, I saw Pauline in the garden earlier. We had a cuppa while I looked at her aubergines.
Points for that, surely.
Milton...
Pauline, I forgot to thank you for that pot of delicious fish jelly you sent over. You must give me the recipe.
Well, Pauline's making another, hopefully, fruitier batch of jam for the fete.
Or it might be a jelly or a preserve.
Well, the categories are very strict. Jellies, jams and preserves are totally different things. And this year, we're not accepting compots.
Quite right. We've got enough of that at the end of the garden.
No, Milton, that's something quite different.
You say that, but you didn't mind it on your muesli this morning.
Oh, what?
And I was also thinking about entering the competition for pastry-based fruit desserts.
So we could have a Vickers and Tarts party. Yes, 3-0!
Although, strictly speaking, a tart is different to a flan in that it has a pastry topping in the form of a lattice. Again, categories are very strict.
Right, well, let's give the fruit a stir.
I'll do it.
Oh, be careful, Milton.
Oh, Milton, you've got it all over the vicar's trousers.
4-0.
Still, not to worry, Vicar. They're dry clean, so no need to, I don't know, take them off or anything.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Boom.
It is getting quite hot in here, though, with the boiling jam.
Oh, I can help with that.
Oh.
So you got the sprinkler system working again, Milton?
Yep.
Oh, Vicar, look at you. You're soaked.
Yes, I'm rather afraid now I am going to have to remove my trousers.
My work is done.
No.
Anton and I took the vicar home to change. The vicarage is very historic. Well, it's only 6 months old, but it will be historic in the future. That got me thinking. I wonder what our ancestors might make of us.
The History of the World with Hindsight in 1,000 Objects. Number 77, The Self-Checkout Machine.
Hello. I'm with renowned historian Sir Milton Jones the 14th. Now, tell me, what do we have here?
Well, Felicity, we are in a reconstruction of the early 21st century supermarket.
Wow! So what, there was an actual Tesco on this site?
Well, no, even more remarkable than that, it was the only place in England where there wasn't one.
That's amazing.
And this here is what is known as a self-checkout machine.
Right, and how did it work?
It didn't.
I see, but wasn't there a broader trend in retail to get customers to do it themselves?
Yes, there were self-service petrol pumps and coffee shops were self-clearing.
Yes, you cleared away your own cups?
Oh, no. You had to clear away the cups of the people who'd sat there before you.
So surely all this would make everyone very angry with self-service.
It did, and all culminated with the great Argos riots.
That must have been terrible.
It was. Everything they tried to loot was out of stock.
Right. Well, can I have a go on the machine?
You can certainly try.
So I just take my shopping and...
Unexpected item in bagging area.
I don't understand that.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Come on, what does that mean?
Unexpected item in
tell it to stop.
Area.
What does it mean?
Unexpected item
what
in bagging
area. I don't know what it's saying.
Very good. For the full experience, imagine you're tired, cross and looking after two toddlers.
Oh, no, this would be impossible. It's just not working.
Ah, but it is. Experts now believe the idea was to get you so stressed you went back and filled your trolley from the beers, wines and spirits aisle.
Well, I can see why these awful things were phased out.
Yes, and the problem really escalated when they became self-aware. Have a go with this one over here.
OK, right, I'll just,
Normal shampoo? Surely you need something for greasy hair.
What? I beg your pardon?
Donuts? I'm saying nothing.
Oh, no, this is awful!
Don't let it get to you, Felicity. No, don't lean over the glass panel!
Why not trial aisle 6 for our nasal hair trimmers? Do you wish to continue?
No, I don't wish to continue. I can't stand this. It's awful. I think I'm going to end it all. You'd like that, wouldn't you, stupid machine?
Now I'm beginning to see why they call them self-checkout machines.
Yes, I'm just going to put my head in this bag made of thin plastic, shut my eyes and...
No, Felicity! Felicity, you can't! That's 5 pence extra! There, I've turned it off. It's all over. Just come and sit down here.
Thank you.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
By the time I'd finished laughing to myself, we were at the church and the vicar was showing us round.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Now, all the money we raise this year is for the stained glass over here.
Yes, I can imagine it needs constant upkeep.
No, it's not meant to be stained, it just needs a good clean.
Oh, yes, it appears to be covered in some kind of purple dye.
Ah, Anton, do you remember Pauline's beetroot pie and my experiments with the giant catapult?
And then there's the money to fix the leak in the church roof. Only the other day, someone stole some more lead off it.
Well, lead's versatile stuff. My grandfather had one of the first lead pacemakers.
Really?
Lovely man. We buried him with a heavy heart.
Anyway, stealing from churches is a scandal.
Well, it's tough for some people these days. You know, it's dog-eat-dog out there.
Ah, yes, that reminds me. Will the Scouts be doing a burger stall again this year?
I'm afraid so, yes. But we always welcome new ideas for the fete.
What about a massive bowl of hummus with a tightrope across it? And call it an unlucky dip.
It sounds exciting. Why not?
I've got loads of other ideas for stalls that have never been done before. Like, guess the weight.
Guess the weight of what, Milton?
Just guess the weight. You call BT Customer Care and guess how long you have to wait.
Well, I'm very grateful for your ideas, but the exciting news is I found a special guest to open the fete and judge the jams. A famous pop singer has just moved into the area. She's South American. Conchita Lopez.
Conchita here? She really is the queen of salsa.
Great. Then she might be able to help with my unlucky dip. On the way back from the church, Anton could hardly contain himself. I explained that the only way I couldn't contain myself is if all my skin fell off.
Conchita Lopez coming here. Right. I must remember. She's just a normal... ordinary person like you or me who just puts her lovely sequined onesie on one wonderful leg at a time. She must do it so gracefully and elegantly.
We'll ask if we bump into her.
It's nonsense. You don't just bump into world-famous singers whilst you're walking. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Milton, don't you recognise long legs, jet black hair, raunchy crop top?
Grandma!
This is Conchita Lopez and her entourage.
Hello.
This is Pedro, my trainer. Maria, my dietitian. Eduardo, my publicist. Enrico, my stylist. And Angelina, my person who makes sure everyone is wearing name badges so I can do these sort of introductions.
Job done.
Oh, my goodness, Conchita Lopez, I'm such a huge fan. What on earth made you want to settle in our humble town?
Ah, well, you know, there's something about this place that makes me want to fill my lungs with air and let the reaper at the top of my voice.
You've had problems with BT customer care too.
And you are?
Milton Jones?
Oh, no, no. Really? I've been trying to find you ever since I saw your advert for security services in the shop window.
You should have taken one of my cards.
The shop was locked.
Impressive, eh?
So, you know about personal protection. Do you know any martial arts?
Well, my mum regularly used to drive me to karate, but then she was very annoying.
Senorita Conchita, please rest assured that Milton and I will gladly provide all your security requisites.
Oh, well, you know what? I need someone discreet and who can blend into the background. So, you're hired.
Yes, I got the job.
Hey, everyone, I got the job as a bodyguard for a really famous pop star.
Oh, dear.
Thanks a lot.
And so I went to Conchita's house to install some basic security to protect her from any crazy obsessed fans.
Hello, Milton. What are you doing here?
I've come to protect Conchita from some of her fans. The sort who would camp out all night. Is that a tent?
No.
And are you wearing a sequined onesie?
Maybe.
All right, come on, we've got work to do.
You're right.
So can you please get rid of this? I mean the tent, not the onesie.
With you.
Milton, I can't believe we're actually in her house. This is my chance to see all her gold discs and awards.
Hola, I am Juan, the house manager. Would you like to see Conchita's Oscar?
Conchita has an Oscar?
Oh, yes. We employ him to clean all her awards.
Hello.
I understood.
It's Oscar's job to polish her Tonys.
Her awards for musicals.
No, no. Tony the gardener and Tony the maintenance guy. They get very filthy.
Oh, you have discovered my little trick. Of course I don't put all my awards on display.
Yes, I found out where she puts them earlier on. She keeps them in the loo.
No, I keep them in the cupboard under the stairs.
Oh, right. Oscar, I might need to borrow your mop.
Anyway, Conchita, allow us to show you some of the security features we've added to your home. For example, step here.
And you're standing on a pressure pad which is connected to this alarm. The sound for that triggers another alarm, which automatically calls the local police station.
I'm sorry, there is a fault on the line. Please call BT Customer Care.
Never mind that, I've also installed a panic room. If you'd like to step inside to test it.
Oh, okay. No, let me out! Let me out! Let me out!
That all seems to be working then.
Well, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I have to leave you. I'm due to go and sing at a private party.
But will you be safe?
Oh, don't worry. I'm always careful about where I go and who I'm with.
Who's the party for?
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, no, but you must have heard the stories. His enemies have been found dead with high levels of radiation poisoning.
Nonsense. I met him before and we definitely clicked.
Are you sure that wasn't just the Geiger counter?
It's okay. He's only one of the guests. The party belongs to a darling little oligarch I promised to sing for.
No. I'm sorry, you are not going to this party alone, Conchita. Milton and I will make sure there are no nasty surprises.
Oh!
Monster munch, anyone? As we headed to the airport, I remembered how one of my ancestors had been an inventor who'd worked with the Wright brothers. And he actually helped bring about air travel as we know it today.
We've done it, Wilbur, we've done it!
Powered flight, Orville, powered flight!
But she's struggling to stay up. It's as if we're carrying too much weight.
Chicken or fish?
What? Who are you?
I'm the first air steward. I've just invented the in-flight meal.
Meals? We don't need meals. We may only be up here for a few minutes.
But you're Americans. Surely you're going to eat something.
Look, we do not want a meal.
How about a drink, then? Tea? Coffee?
Oh, not another trolley. No wonder we're losing altitude.
Duty-free? Would you like to buy this big watch with lots of dials? It can tell the time up to 100 metres underwater.
What use is it being able to tell the time underwater?
Give it a couple of minutes.
We're losing height.
Okay, now it's time to enjoy the in-flight movie.
What?
Let's see what Mr. Chaplin's been up to this time.
Look, we don't...
I've brought the music with me. I'll just lift the lid and...
Oh, no. That piano must weigh 500 pounds. We're going down. Do something. Somebody do something.
Leave it to me. I know what this needs. And so we arrived in Russia to watch over Conchita. But as we disembarked from the plane, something wasn't quite right. Anton, it's dark. Too dark. There must be some kind of curfew.
Milton, you've still got your sleep mask on.
Really? Oh. That's better. But what about those silly little cartoony voices?
And the headphones.
Got you.
Ah, here comes the oligarch and his men.
It's like a scene out of a film. Anton, am I still...
No. We took the headphones off, remember? All those men with balaclavas are real. Well, they obviously work for a very powerful man. Don't forget, every Russian oligarch is in charge of some huge commodity like gas or coal or electricity. I wonder what this one supplies.
By the looks of it, all the balaclavas in Russia.
No, Milton, it'll be something much more important than that.
Welcome. I am Oleg Petrovsky. I supply all the balaclavas in Russia.
Told you. Nice to meet you. It's good to put a name to what I can make out of the face.
We are honored to have Conchita Lopez sing at my party. Are you her bodyguard?
Wherever I go, she goes.
Where is she?
In the gents. Either she's doing vocal warm-ups, or there isn't a lock on the door. When eventually we arrived, the oligarch's party was in full swing.
Well, look at all this. Dancers, wild animals, caviar, champagne. And did you see that rare Siberian snow leopard in the cage that was here a minute ago? There are only a few of those left in the world.
No, I was busy putting the cat out.
Oh, dear.
Well, that Cossack dancing is infectious, isn't it? But hey.
Shh. Conchita is due to sing very shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Conchita Lopez!
Right, she's moving to the stage now.
No, Anton! Look, a tiny assassin right in front of Conchita. He's wearing a balaclava and he's got wires coming out of him.
Milton, that's the microphone.
Go! But your safety is of the utmost importance.
Well, it is now. A lot of powerful Russians want to kill us.
Quick, blanket over the head, straight back to the airport. Her head, Milton, not yours.
Right. As we escaped from Russia, Conchita and I sat next to each other in the private jet. I turned the lights down and put on some music.
We both know I'm not what you...
Oh, Milton. You were so clever to spot I was in danger. I knew in my gut something was wrong.
You had the cabbage soup as well.
This music reminds me of that film.
What? Pingu?
No.
You're right. They never made Pingu into a film, did they?
No. You and me. Two living, breathing creatures unexpectedly together up in the sky.
Snakes on a plane.
Sorry, but I thought we were being brought together by some common fate.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You do?
The only question is, will we get to the church on time?
Oh, really, Milton? Oh, I'm so glad you feel this way.
I can't believe you've agreed to be guest of honor at the church fete.
Oh, have I?
Thanks a lot.
We arrived home just in time.
Ah, vicar, there you are.
Ah, well, isn't this lovely? What could be more quintessentially English than a village fete in suburbia?
A fight in a pub car park.
Milton, thank you so much for all your innovative ideas, but tell me, that group of miserable-looking chaps over there banging each other on the head with flowers, what are they doing?
Morrissey dancing.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear.
Well, they bash those sticks quite hard, don't they?
Yes, to be honest, I wasn't surprised to hear one of them mention something about a girlfriend in a coma.
May I say, what a jolly good sport you were agreeing to take part in Milton's Soak the Vicar competition.
Yes, although I wasn't expecting it to happen 2 weeks before the fete opens.
I thought it cheered up an otherwise dull funeral.
Yes, now, where's our celebrity guest?
Here she comes.
Ah, Conchita! Our guest of honour. We're so thrilled you could join us.
So, what am I supposed to do with this silly fete?
Well, perhaps you wouldn't mind making a few announcements over the tannoy?
Ah, how dare you! I am an artist. I do not make announcements.
OK, Conchita, maybe you'd like to sing some traditional English folk songs that we always sing at fetes.
OK. I mean, I don't know the tune, but...
Here are the words.
What's the honor of a blue Renault Clio? Please move it as it is blocking the entrance to the... Are you sure this is traditional English?
Oh, yes, yes. The obstructive Renault embodies our long-standing rivalry with the French.
Oh. Try this one about loneliness.
There is a missing child by the bric-a-brac store. Please come and claim him.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's moving.
Thank you. OK, I'm having fun.
Excellent. And now, Conchita, it's time for you to come and judge the jam-making competition.
Jams? Will it take long?
Oh, no, there's only a few categories.
How many?
We've narrowed it down to 608.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, it's divided primarily into the jams, the jellies, the conserves, and, of course, the fruit curds.
Well, she should be safe there for the next few hours.
I'm still worried. What if the villagers turn violent? They'll make mincemeat out of her.
Oh, no, that's an entirely separate category. But I'm more worried about protecting her from other undesirables. Everywhere I go, I'm convinced I'm hearing people speaking with Eastern European accents.
All right, Mr. Farage.
No. I mean, Oleg's men wanting revenge. Revenge. I'll keep an eye on Conchita. You set up a decoy stall here.
Sure, but we must be careful. The Russians might try and use biological weapons. I'm sure I heard someone say there'd been an outbreak of tombola. Meanwhile, Conchita was judging the jams, and it wasn't going well.
And so we come to category 312, best hedgerow berry and damson preserve, seedless class.
It's no good. Pah! They all taste the same. I mean, it's just jam. It's just something you put on your roll before your first cigarette of the morning.
Nonsense! Jam is the most important thing in the world!
Well, I would throw it away.
No! If there's one thing you have to do with a preserve, it's preserve it.
Milton, I thought you were setting up a decoy stall to watch for Oleg's men.
Yes, but unfortunately, my guess the weight of the kilo stall didn't last as long as I'd hoped. Some little brat got it straight away.
I see.
He wanted a prize, but I managed to fob him off with some face painting.
Ah, what did you do, a tiger?
No, a target. Then I sent him in the direction of the coconut shy. How's Conchita getting on?
Conchita? She's gone. Milton, she could be in serious danger.
I can't help feeling I've failed in my one job as an assassin.
Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Help me!
Hold on, that's her voice.
Oh, it's coming from somewhere high up in the church.
You mean she's become Archbishop of Canterbury?
No. To the bell tower.
I climbed the stairs, going up and up until eventually I came to a room containing the bells. I poured myself a whiskey and continued on to the top. There was Conchita, tied to a chair, beside a man in a balaclava.
Oh, Milton, save me from this maniac.
Milton, what's happening?
It must be one of those Russians with the balaclavas.
Okay, Milton, proceed with extreme caution.
Milton, get me out of here. Not only am I being held hostage, but I still feel sick after all those disgusting jelly jams.
Right, that jolly well does it. For the last time, it can't be a jelly and a jam. I'm sorry, but...
Vicar?
What if it is? There! I've taken off the balaclava. Yes, it's me. And I brought Miss Conchita up here to teach her some manners.
Manners? Ha! You're the one who does not know how to treat a lady.
Yeah, quite the reverse. It is you who were rude to those ladies who spent months making jams, jellies and preserves, which are very easy to differentiate.
I don't care. I'm getting out of here.
Conchita, she's tripped over the floorboards and...
I can see her. She's clinging on to the little hand of the clock on the outside of the tower.
Oh, look, there she is. She's the one who was so rude about my thick preserve.
And she said my nettle and pinecone puree was a bit tart.
Stop.
Please, stop throwing fruit at her.
Milton, save me.
Do something, Milton. They've got their hands on Mrs. Purbright's rock cakes, which... Oh, no, they're putting them into the tombola and turning it extremely fast and...
It's getting closer!
Don't worry, Conchita. I'm your bodyguard. I swore to provide round-the-clock protection. So here goes.
Oh, no, it can't be. Milton's been hit. He's falling.
Oh, someone catch him.
Milton? He's fallen into a vast jar of chutney.
Boy, Milton, what are you doing in there?
Sorry, Pauline. Delicious, though. What flavour is it?
Tadpole. You gave me a taste for it.
Well, thank you, Pauline. Could someone quite literally help me out of a pickle?
No! It's chutney, not pickle. Huge difference. Come on, people. It's not hard. Pickles are vegetables stored in...
Can someone have this vicar arrested?
But, Milton, how did you survive that rapid fire from the tombola?
Ah, I hit on the idea of buying some oatmeal squares and sewing them together to form a protective outer coat.
You mean...
Yes, what I call a flap jacket.
Oh, thank you, Milton. But you know what? I think I'm going back to Colombia. It is much safer there. If ever you or anyone you know need my help...
Actually, I have some friends who are in a jam.
Who is that?
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.